Tommy. History's in the building. Never met this man a day in my life, man.
Yeah, yeah, but I know about you, player. You know what I'm saying? It's always a treat when players finally meet. You dig?
I'm so excited, man. Y'all give it up. Show your love for the one and only IC. Yeah! And Coco is in the building to the show. And one time for Coco.
Say something, Coco. Say something.
You're a little sleepy still, Coco.
I am sleepy. But that's okay. But I'm here supporting my man, and that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
You know? Hey, I see. I have to tell you, no disrespect, dog. She's bad.
You trying
dog.
Not to cut your eyes to the right?
It's yeah, all good.
I'm going to keep my eye contact over here, dog. You did that one.
It's all good. People say, well, Ice, you don't mind people looking at Coco. I'm like, well, man, you don't drive a Ferrari with the car cover on it, right? It's part of that appreciation is what, you know, that's how players like it, you dig? So it's right. All good. I love it.
That is.
And the amazing thing, Ice, is how you've been able to blaze trails for as many years as you've been able to, you know, you've been doing it, man. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of people don't even know you was, like, in breaking.
Back in the day, that was my first, you know, delve into actual entertainment.
You know what I'm saying? And even from the acting thing, you've delivered us a few classic films. I mean, people
New
still
Jack
walking,
City.
Walking around quoting that to this day. I want to shoot you so bad, my joint is hard.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, yeah, New Jack City, man. Dog, I don't care what you do for the rest of your life. That's the one for me.
Thank you.
That one. Law and Order, man.
See, there you
that's,
go.
I'm just, how many years?
14 years now. Starting our 14th season.
14?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because, you know, like right now you might talk to somebody. They might be, you know, say eight, say they're 20, right? And you tell them Ice-T. They don't really have a reference point to me because you got to remember they were 6 years old when I went on Law & Order.
Right.
So you can't really talk to them about hip-hop. They weren't around when N.W.A. and we were kicking up dust. So
right.
they don't really refer to me as a rapper because it's been that long.
Now, on the set of Law & Order, do y'all ever laugh? Because
there's always.
No scenes where I've seen anybody smile. It's always so dum-dum serious.
Behind the scenes, it's absolutely a sitcom. Behind the scenes.
Really?
Yeah, because we got to lift the spirit. You know, the content is so heavy.
Yeah.
That everybody's playing. But sometimes people come on the set that are dead serious.
Uh-huh.
And I think we offend them because they joking right before the scene. And see, we standing over like a dead baby telling jokes. And then all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden they say
action. I knew
you
were like that dark humor.
Like, did you feel like you had to, like, show and prove on a show like Law & Order? Because, like, you know,
people, absolutely.
People always hate on rappers going into the acting arena.
Yeah, but I've been acting now over 20 years, you know what I'm saying, if you really track the movement. I mean, everything I've ever done, I knew that there would be somebody saying, you can't do it. And I said, well, I not only got to prove it for me, but I got to prove it for hip-hop.
Right.
You know, I got to prove. Now, that's why I'm still Ice-T, because, you know, your grandmother say, oh, I like him. He's a good actor. Why is his name Ice-T? He's a rapper. Oh, I don't like rappers. Oh, well, now you do.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So I've always been trying to blaze the trail for hip-hop, even in my acting career. Wait a minute.
I know. Listen, Ice-T, I know you. Can I talk to the first lady for a minute?
Come on, man. She right next to you. Go on, speak on
it. We had to ask her. I had to stop her because this is so live right here now.
Okay.
You had a question.
Go ahead with yours. All right. Yeah.
So, tell me how did how did you meet Ice-T?
Well, for those that have not heard the story, because I think we've repeated this several times, but we met on a movie set in California. And that day, Ice was in a grump mode. I call him a grump because he's just kind of grumpy, man. Grumpy old man.
That's a shame for people to be grumpy.
I ain't happy for the sake of happiness. I mean, you know, you got to make me happy.
Meanwhile, we're on the set, and his producer friend gets me and thinks, oh, maybe, you know, we'll cheer him up if I bring him me. Right.
Yeah, so this is my player buddy named Ricky Ricardo, okay? Also known as Rolls Royce Rick, okay?
Right.
So he's seen Coco. He brings her over to me. Now, me, I don't like being introduced to females because now I feel accommodated to be cool even if I'm not checking for them, you dig?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't like that. He says, yeah, I want you to meet this young lady. So I turn around. I looked, and I'm like, okay, now first thing I saw was her teeth. Right?
Yeah.
So her teeth with little pretty teeth. Then I seen her boobs. I'm like, damn, what's really good? So then I fought to stay calm. You understand?
Right.
So she turns around and when she walks off, I'm like,
pluck.
What just happened? Like, really?
Yeah, like pluck them like a half a gallon of oranges.
Like
you can
really?
Pluck them, like.
So when she walks off, I'm like, man, wait a minute, hold up. So I regroup myself.
Right, right.
And I said, I need a reentry, right? So I walk back over to her. I said, excuse me, baby. I said, I didn't say baby. I said, excuse me, when I first met you, I was stunned. Can I reintroduce myself? My name is Ice. Have you ever considered, I said, you drop dead gorgeous. I said, have you ever considered dating a gangster rapper?
And I was like, whoa, a gangster rapper? I didn't know what that was. But I said, well, if he's nice.
And I said, well, baby, you take the N off nice, you get ice.
Oh! You did that. Now, Coco, yes. I love it. Coco, your aura, when you just walk into the room, you're just like this sweet, down to earth, cool, chill. Now, I watched the show, loved you on the show. But let me tell you when I really fell in love with you, for real, for real. Okay. I was watching an episode of The Doctors. And you talked about her boobs and her teeth.
Yeah.
But people always have commented on your behind and insinuating that it's fake. You went on live TV and let them do an ultrasound of your booty.
So they do an ultrasound, you can see the jelly bag that's in it?
If it's an implant in there.
The jelly bag. I've been waiting for the opportunity. You know, everybody's like, why haven't you done it before? No one asked me to do it. I was open 10 years ago to
I'd already told people. I said, she ain't got no implants. I would have blew them out by now. You know, really, come on. Come on, man. Come on, let's keep it 100, man. Ice is in the back. I'm hitting. I'm making it hurt.
Now, Coco.
But let me tell you, this guy, this doctor dude, he was like the butt expert. He does all the booties in L.A.
Right.
So it's like, I didn't realize that, but he also gives them injections or whatever. I don't know any of these, like, you know, stuff that
she just eats macaroni and cheese.
And mashed potatoes.
Yeah, butter beans, cornbread. Right,
that'll put it on
they
you.
They put me underneath this machine type thing. They rolled this stuff, this jelly all over my booty and stuff.
What? So the doctor did that?
Yeah, it was a long exam too, Ricky. I'm like, come on, son, you see it's real. What's good?
I said it don't take 2 hours.
Squeezing, touching. Yeah, what's good?
But you know what? I've got my boobs done, you know, and I'm an open book. If I have my boobs done and I tell everybody, why wouldn't they say that about my booty, you know?
Right.
So what they did is it shows on the actual ultrasound, if it's fake,
it's
it
all
would be
muscle.
Black. It would be black.
Right. It's
and
all,
I,
it's all
I put
tissue.
It on my boob and it's black.
It's muscle and fat. It's what it's made out of, player.
Yeah,
what it's
what
good.
He did like, say, yeah. though, what he did say is that my muscle is big.
Yeah, your booty.
Come here, Coco. Come here. We're going to stand up. Let's inspect it live. Not Ricky. You ain't inspecting
it. So you're saying, I'm not trying to look.
Ebony's going to inspect it. Tell me what you feel,
Ebony. So you're saying that all this is booty meat.
Whoa.
That's a butt, right?
That's official.
I'm not going to look.
I don't think I should touch it anymore, but I think I have my first heterosexual crush.
And that's real booty meat.
Come on, man. Come on.
My life is changed.
Everybody don't have, you know, because people get like booty meat. Like, if you blessed to have booty meat like that, she have real booty
Would
meat.
Would you stop saying booty meat booty, over and over?
Booty juice. Hey, shout out
we
to
We gonna start a drink called booty juice. We gonna sell it.
Now, booty dude. Being at your open book, I mean, there's a lot of snakes in this game, right? Mm-hmm. Now, everybody knows Ice is your man. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a situation where, like, a rapper or an established entertainer has, like, tried to pull you to the side and be like, yo, I know Ice is your dude, but listen.
Never happened.
Ain't nobody gonna try to talk to her and end up messing fool around with Ice-T.
I don't know. My boy asked that question too. He's like, would you push up on John Gotti's wife? You know, people are like, really? It could backfire
no,
terribly.
No, man. I want to look. When they was doing the booty meat check just now, I turned my head. Hey, Ice-T, did you see how respectful I was?
No, honestly, no, we've never had any problem. It's been nothing but respect. The only time we ever got disrespected was dealing with, like, white college kids. Like, you know, you in the club, and they think everything is good, and they're drunk, and they want to touch on something, and they like, and you like, wait, what's up, homie? They like, hey, brother, it's all good. No, it ain't all good. It ain't all good. You get knocked out, homeboy. So they don't know the rules.
Now, Ice, you got this movie coming out Friday, The Art of Rap, from nothing to something.
Yeah.
I got a chance to see the preview about 4 weeks ago. You have covered every base.
Yes, sir.
In the hip-hop spectrum. I mean, whether it's Dirty South, East Coast, West Coast. And this thing is kind of almost like an almanac for, like, you know, aspiring rap. Because there's a lot of trash out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you addressed on this recently on Sway's show, man. Like, this is one of them joints that really teaches you how to, like, respect the bars.
You know you know what it is right now, man, in my life, I'm trying to do everything I do. I want it to be important. You know, in my television show, even Iceless Coke, I wanted people to see that there's some positive relationships Absolutely. Out there. This is important. With this movie, I want to make something that people will be able to build on top of, maybe the part two, maybe that. But I wanted to set the foundation, and I wanted people to respect hip-hop as an art form. It's an American art form. We made it, came out of the hood, and it deserves respect. And that's what my agenda was with the movie.
And it also just made everybody respect true booty meat.
I can't stress this enough. You need to go see this movie when it drops Friday. Hip-hop is such a new art form that a lot of the pioneers that created rap are still alive, man. You got to support the culture and salute the legends right here. Live on the radio, Ice-T, I want to salute you,
hey,
man.
Hey, you know what? And anybody that wants to see what the movie's about, go to theartofrap.com, and you can see the trailer. You can see what all the noise is about. Or follow me on Twitter at Final Level, and I'll spoon feed y'all the game day to day.
Is there a website for booty meat?
Would you stop?
Oh, there's a lot of booty meat. Go to CocosWorld.com. You want to see the best in the business.
Y'all, one time, Ice-T.